Dr. Justin Coulson, he's one of Australia's leading parenting experts, and he joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Justin.
Morning, Emma.
Now, I do want to ask you today, you did say each year at around this time you send your kids to school with a letter that says no homework, and I'm fascinated. Tell me why, how, what is the teacher's response? Where do we start?
Well, why don't we start at the very start, and that is why I don't like homework. I mean, the kids love it. My kids think it's fantastic. Our dad won't let us do homework. And parents are exactly the opposite. Parents' jaws drop. They're like, what do you mean you don't let your kids do homework? I mean, isn't that neglectful parenting? Kids have got to do homework. It's really, really quite interesting that research for probably the last 20 years or so has been painting a particularly dismal picture about the way homework relates to academic outcomes and school engagement and motivation. Basically, the story is this. If children are in primary school, that is, if they're less than about sort of 12 or 13 years of age, homework has, at best, a neutral influence on learning. But usually it has a negative impact. That is, the more homework you do, the poorer the children's grades are, the less they're excited about school, the less engaged they are, and the less they want to do it. Now, I know that some people are listening right now going, well, my kids love homework and they're A students. They're the top of the class. And that may be the case, but they would be anyway, even if they weren't doing homework. And this is where it gets really interesting. The research shows that the kids who are going to do well are going to do well anyway. The kids who are struggling, homework just destroys their motivation. And in fact, you think about it, when you get sent home with homework and you're a kid, if you know how to do it, it's easy. You breeze through it. It's like, no big deal, whatever, done. But if you struggle, if you don't understand it, it becomes the worst 2 hours of your life. Every afternoon, it's like you've just done a full day's shift, and then you go home, you've got to do overtime. You've got to do another shift. And it doesn't work out well for kids.
Mm, wow. All right. So there is a loose draft version of the letter on your website that people can go and take a look at, which is pretty exciting. I'm thinking lots are going to check that out. Happyfamilies.com.au. Have you had any different kind of, you know, reactions from the teachers over the years?
Yeah, I have. So if you want to see the letter, before I mention the teacher's reactions, if you want to see the letter, just Google my name, Justin Coulson, and type in homework letter. It'll be the top ranked article. But, you know, teachers, except for one or two cases, have been so relieved. Most teachers hate homework as much as the kids because it's just more work for the teachers. And a lot of teachers know that homework isn't really making an impact. In fact, that it's causing problems. I mean, you think about it, homework takes the kids away from playing, and playing is the most important thing that kids can be doing, certainly in their younger years. It takes them away from extracurricular activities. Sometimes it takes them away from sleep. It takes them away from doing important things like reading. So some people will say, well, reading's homework. Well, I suppose it probably is, and if that's the case, then I'm all for reading. But you should never tell your kids that they have to read, you know, X number of pages or X number of minutes, because then it becomes a chore. They just do what they've got to the quickest, easiest way they can. Instead, get them stuff that they want to read and just say, okay, it's reading time, off you go. And just get them to read. Read with them as well. This is shown to have a really significantly positive influence on the school engagement and the academic outcomes of our children. Homework takes them away from contributing around the house and just being children, and it creates stress and dramas for parents and for children. So there are all the reasons that I don't like it, and a lot of those are the reasons that teachers don't like it as well.
Wow, that's so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Justin. I love it.
No homework. let me re-emphasize, it's really important. They do need to read. And if they're interested in like a self-directed learning project, something they've discovered at school they want to learn more about, that's fabulous as well. I'm not saying that all homework is horrendous. I'm saying most homework is.
The kids are loving you now as well, Justin. Thank you. And you can find out more at happyfamilies.com.au. Thank you, Dr. Justin Coulson.
Thanks, Emma.